Idaho Congressman Mike Simpson's plan calls for removing the 4 dams to aid the ailing salmon populations of the Northwest. Small modular reactors to produce nuclear energy could play a role in replacing their hydropower. Ian Cotton with the Snake River Alliance says the proposal also touches on increasing renewable energy, transmission capacity, and energy efficiency.
Those are all things that really excite us, at the prospect of those becoming a bigger piece of our Northwest energy infrastructure. But as far as the role of small modular reactors goes with this plan, it really feels like to us it's a piece that doesn't quite fit with the rest of the puzzle.
The $33 billion plan includes $10 billion for energy replacement once the dams are removed. Some environmental groups say nuclear power needs to be part of the energy makeup in order to decarbonize the economy in the coming decades. Dawn Safer, co-chair of the Sierra Club Nuclear Free Campaign, says energy isn't the only product of the industry. It also produces radioactive waste.
There's just this debit to the future that we're creating this material that we don't really know how to dispose of, and the problems will become more and more pronounced.
Simpson's Northwest Infrastructure Plan would modernize the region's energy sector, bringing more renewables online. Safer says the small modular reactor design proposed for nuclear projects is still unproven technology, meaning the return on investment may not be as much as people assume.
The small modular reactors are just not a good choice, especially in the West, where you have plenty of solar, you have plenty of wind, and the money would be better spent developing better cost-effective storage technology, which is coming.
Simpson's plan could be included in a massive infrastructure package the Biden administration is putting together. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.